So this is one of my photos. I took it on a trip to Chicago. It was a business trip. My company has a little holiday party, different locations every year. This was pre-COVID, of course, and it was the fall of 2019. So I took a lot of photographs that year because I'd just gotten a new camera and was excited to use it at every opportunity. And there's such a distinct moment when the pandemic hits that just really, in my mind, memorializes these photos I took on limited adventures prior to the ordeal we've all been through. And there's a part of me that thinks, well, if this was pre-pandemic, the despair and fatigue that we see on this character, it's nothing. He'll get back up from that. but not to belittle it, I'm sure it was a heavy day for him. And I was walking around. I was in Chicago. This is Union Station, big train station. These are the staircases that the mobsters always come down with Tommy guns in the movies. And he's off to the side there. And of course, you know, I loved just the columns and the grandeur of the staircase, the marble, also the metalwork on those railings. It was interesting because after I took this photograph, someone pointed out that if you zoom in on his hand and how he's holding the phone, it looks like he's somehow aware of me taking the picture because he's giving me the bird. He's with his middle finger there over the phone. I'm sure he's just actually not very aware of me, but there we were, and I was at a distance, and I was doing my signature hip shot move where I was just snapping away, kind of guessing what the angle would be to clandestinely take the photograph. The thing that actually gets me the most, and it's a bit blurry, but he had this wavy hair, which I think comes across in the photograph and just the gradation of the grays and to the black of his suit. And the way that the jacket flops down over the stairs and his lace is untied, he had this air of dishevelment, which I think is a great title, just dishevelment, you know, and sort of the flimsy collar that peeks out under his jacket and his chin. You sense his waning energy, and that was very interesting to me. It must have been about 3-4 in the afternoon when I took this photograph. So he was entitled to a little bit of fatigue, I think, and train stations always wear on you. If you need to set aside from the bustle. And so I think that's something else to consider. It was Christmas time. So there was a lot of, you know, sort of trinketry in the lobby, Christmas trees and bells dinging and, jolly chatter. And he steered away, even though there was plenty of room, but he chose this seat on the staircase, so there wasn't too much traffic coming down, up and down. He felt comfortable there. And so I think Away from the Bustle is a nice title as well. Away from the Bustle and Dishevelment.